This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. It's interesting to note that immediately following the golden rule in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, Jesus talks about entering through one of two gates. He encourages us to enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. I don't believe he is saying, if you faithfully follow the golden rule, by virtue of that you get to experience the life he offers. In fact, if that is the way, the gate would not be small, it would be closed. And the road beyond the gate would not only be narrow, it would be beyond our reach. Why? Because none of us can keep the law perfectly. And as James put it, whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. You have become a lawbreaker, James 2:10 and 11. Those who teach otherwise are false prophets. They want you to enter the wide gate and travel the broad road, enticing you to do so with attractive claims and promises. Watch their lives and the fruit of their lives. Why do you think Jesus said only a few will find it? False prophets and those who blindly follow their teaching are deceived and will be denied entrance into heaven. What a dreadful day it will be when they bring their claims of doing good things for Jesus to hear him say, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." Matthew 7:21 through 23. Are you genuinely seeking the small gate and narrow road? Then look to Jesus, who is the gate, the way, the truth, and the life.